I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yes, the Russians tried to interfere with our election process. Yes, they had cyber attacks, active measures going on. We could find no evidence of collusion between either campaign and the Russians. And we also have some recommendations, we'll have recommendations that speak to what we do with elections going forward.
All right, that was Representative Mike Conaway last night on Special Report. Here to talk about that, Byron York, the chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. He has a piece about this in the Washington Examiner. Byron, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, folks. Thanks for having me.
All right, so listening to this, there is a key phrase in there. No collusion between either campaign and the Russians. I thought that was really shocking to me because all the collusion, all the connection with the Russians that we've seen so far to come out of this investigation has been with the Clinton campaign, the DNC, sometimes even the Obama administration, and the Russians. How can they say no collusion between both campaigns?
That's such an interesting point because yesterday, of course, the big news in most stories, including mine, was the verdict, no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. And so many of my Twitter followers said, yeah, but what about the Clinton campaign and Russia? And I think what they are saying is they did not find any sort of extended, overt strategy of cooperation between either campaign and Russia. Obviously, it is because of the House Intelligence Committee, because of Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, that we know what we know about the Trump dossier. It's because of them that we know it was funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC. It's because of them that we know the chain of custody of it. It's because of them that we know it went into the State Department. So the House Intelligence Committee has been your source of information about the Trump dossier.
Are we to interpret that this is the conclusion of the House Intel Committee's investigations into any of this? Are they done entirely? Do we stop seeing Devin Nunes with new details about about Hillary Clinton, et cetera? Or is some of that going to continue and that this is just a report on their current findings?
I think the second is more accurate. I think they are going to continue some of this stuff. They promised to have more stuff, and what they released yesterday was literally a one-page set of bullet points of their findings in this investigation, and they promised to have a report, which they say is already written, maybe 150 pages. It has to be shown to the Democrats. They have to, think about it for a while. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, in terms of when it can be released, it's been taken over to the intelligence community, which is going to determine what needs to be redacted. And only then, after all that, can it be released to the public. But you certainly get the impression, listening to the public statements of Devin Nunes, the chairman, that they're going to be looking at more things, that they're going to be pursuing more about the dossier, because all we've discovered in the whole dossier investigation is that knowledge of it was wider and higher up in the Obama administration than we originally thought.
Right.
So I'm not sure anybody believes that we found the end of all that.
Yeah.
So I think there's more to come.
Seems like a lot more leads. Byron, Adam Schiff, you mentioned the Democrats, is framing this up, as he always has throughout this investigation, as merely a partisan exercise in the service of the president of the United States. What do you make of sort of the Democrats here and how they're reacting?
Well, the Democratic reaction was entirely predictable, and which was going to be, this is cutting this investigation short. There are many witnesses we haven't interviewed yet, and this is a tragic outcome that partisan divisions and the Republican desire to protect the president
right.
means cutting this investigation short with so much left undiscovered.
But you've been watching this. Don't you think Adam Schiff would have leaked the evidence of collusion by this point?
Yes, I do think so. Schiff has said a couple of different things depending on his audience. He has said that in the public frame, in public sphere, there's already enough knowledge to make a case for collusion.
What?
And then at other times, he said, well, we don't know enough to make a case for collusion. And I would add that Richard Burr, who's running the Senate Intelligence Committee investigation, just last night said that he has not seen evidence for collusion. Now, yesterday, when Mike Conaway was introducing some of this material to
yes.
a small group of reporters, you know, I asked him about, well, look at all the things that are cited as evidence of collusion. The information that's in the dossier, the June 9th Trump Tower meeting,
yes.
George Papadopoulos's activities, Carter Page's activities. Are you saying that you cannot find some sort of thread to pull through all of those
right.
and create or see a narrative of collusion? And he said, no. I mean, these are first of all, the dossier stuff is largely unverified.
It's amazing.
And then you have Papadopoulos as just a loner and acting basically on his own.
But at this moment, I'm sorry, Byron, we're out of time here, but at this moment, no collusion that they can sense. We're going to keep talking to you throughout this.
That's the verdict, no collusion.
All right, 8:23 here on WMAL. Thank you, sir.